Richard Stowes from the Oxfordshire branch of the National Pressure Group Rail Future and the Conservative Councillor Yvonne Constance, who's in charge of transport at the County Council, with us as well this morning. Morning to you both. Richard, if I could start with you. I mean, Network Rail's ruled out any closed, reopening any closed lines for another 30 years or so, which is, it's disappointing, isn't it?
Well, it was a bit disappointing, but I picked up straight away reopening any closed lines where the track didn't exist. And of course, in Oxfordshire, we've got one line in particular to Cowley, which would give huge benefits, which the track does exist. And I think now is the time to get on with it. I think the programme shown today, there's huge demand to get on with these things, and the delays just become a bit tiresome after about 20 years of campaigning.
Oh, yeah, they do a bit. Yvonne, why do these things take so long?
In part, they take so long because they are so expensive. The business case has to be incredibly justified. I was with Network Rail when we made the decision on HS2, and that still looks uncertain. We made that decision over 10 years ago. We've spent 50 years trying to build a new runway at Heathrow. What I would like to add, and I'm going to throw this in right at the open of this conversation, I want to see not just the Cowley branch line, which Richard has referred to, and we met last month. I want to see the Grove Wantage station open, because those are stations that could be opened on existing lines. And I understand Network Rail's decision that they will look at enhancing or improving existing track, but they're not going to reopen, especially where there has been building done. Oxford Whitney is partly built on. Didcot Winchester is partly built on. I mean, the land acquisition issues would be as big as the track issues.
And the frustration is that the infrastructure, you mentioned Grove Wantage, the infrastructure is there.
Yes.
So it wouldn't take much, bit of willpower and crunch some numbers and they could get it up and running. And yet again, something like that would probably take another decade before
it
was signed off.
I think I've had a long discussion about this with our leader, who is hugely interested in infrastructure. He and I really share the brief. And he reckons we need 20 million to build a station there. So I'm looking for 20 million. That's my major campaign. Richard Stowe is looking at Oxford Cowley branch line, which is very much the focus of county council activity. And we are actually in the middle of an Oxfordshire Rail study, which we hope report in the autumn. The officers have been working on this for really quite some time with Network Rail. And we're looking for the best ways to use the funding available to enhance not just the existing system, but to try to improve the service to meet new development, economic and housing.
And for the avoidance of doubt, Yvonne, when you say our leader, are you talking about Ian Hudspeth here? Or not
yes.
Boris? I thought you might be talking about Boris Johnson for a moment.
No. Ian Hudspeth is my man.
And Richard, from your point of view, does this make sense, everything that Yvonne's saying here? I'm sure you would agree, but would you go a step further?
No, Yvonne's absolutely on the nail. You know, they've given us a window now. They've said we can have a railway where the railway track exists. Let's just get on with Cowley and Wantage Grove Parkway for the time being, and let's move on towards Whitney after that.
And if money wasn't any object, if you were redesigning things from scratch, let your mind wander. Fantasy railway lines, Richard, where would you put them in Oxford?
Well, we've actually got our key fantasy railway line from Oxford to Marylebone, you know, via Bicester. It's proved that if you put a bit of money in, you have fantastic results. Anybody who travels to London from Oxford Parkway now, it's just been more successful than anyone could ever have anticipated.
Lovely. Thank you both. Sorry, Richard. Thank you for being there this morning. Councillor Yvonne Constance, I know you're coming to see us in a few weeks' time. Thank you as well.
Thank you.